Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, back for the 2017-18 season with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Reigning champion and comedian Tom Holmes.
Boom.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back. 2017-18, that's frightening, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's the future, isn't it?
Is this the fourth? See, it is the fourth season.
It's the fourth series,
it's the
mate.
Fourth series, yeah. Season four.
Six seasons in a movie. Great six season. Seasons in a movie.
Yeah, nice. It caught me off guard because you referred to him as FBO expert and then me as reigning champion. So that's what just.
And just think, when we first started this podcast, it was 2014, 2015.
It was, yeah.
And we recorded it on a phone, mm-hmm. And we've come full circle because I've had my bloody laptop, Nick.
Yeah, you're Skyping in from your phone. As we speak. Yeah. Where was your laptop nicked from, mate?
I was auditioning people in Ninja Warrior UK in Glasgow.
Right. Oh, there you go.
What, literally someone ninja'd it?
That is. Well, was it someone a ninja? Was it a ninja that stole the laptop, was it?
I think it actually was. And the fact that they did it without getting caught kind of means they should get on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all it is. Maybe, you know, you'll just wake up in the morning and your laptop will be next to you. And just with a bloke's phone number, like, call me.
I like to think that the security guards saw them and like were following them over obstacles and falling in the water and shit.
Can we retract that actually? Because I don't want anyone thinking that's a way to get on the show. Like next year I'll just wake up with no laptop, no clothes.
Exactly.
And please stop stealing my things. It's genuinely actually quite a sore subject. I was halfway through a really good game of Football Manager with Swindon, the Swindon branch.
Oh.
And I'll never get to finish it. And I kind of, you know, these days you can lock your Mac remotely from your phone with a tracking device. So I locked it and it said, do you want to put a message up on there? And I was tempted to say, play out the end of the season, there's a bit of money, like give him some advice, like don't make sure you play him in a holding midfield role, he doesn't cope well up front, you know, up behind the strikers. So they got my bloody laptop.
Bastards.
But we're here.
Bastards.
Which is really hindering my FPL. I think it might be one of you two to stop me. My rise, proverbial salmon this year to become the champ. Yeah.
No, we don't worry about you, mate. Don't worry about that shit.
I actually went on hireaninja.com.
Hireaninja.com, is that still going?
Yeah. Fuck him over.
That is still going. But yeah, we are back for the 2017-18 season. The game is live, has been for a little bit now, a few days, but we wanted to gather our thoughts and have a little scout around on who's on there.
We didn't want to sound like we weren't informed about stuff. Yeah. Because
you've got new listeners.
We've got new listeners. So for anyone listening, you know, for the first time, we are, I mean, the bloody stat men, aren't we?
We're very legit.
Analysis.
Stat man and Robin.
Another
one.
Stat man and Robin.
Amazing.
So that's us.
That is us. Curiosity killed the stat.
Yeah.
That's who we are. So we get stuff done. But no, we actually have got some stats because it's difficult, isn't it? Because you want to look right now and you want to fit all your team. I'm guessing, Ash, you've done at least seven drafts by now.
I've done two and it's still got fucking Walker in it. So it's not right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Ash has still got Des Walker in it. Tom, who have you still got in it?
I've actually got Roy Walker from Catchphrase. Right. It's good, but it's another one. I've got a little team. Do you know what? We have had a lot of people tweeting us their hashtag balls with their teams.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just sort of noticing like everyone's got Trippier. Everyone's got old Loftus Tits, whatever his name is, on the bench. Yeah. It's like, you know.
They're both going to be, I think they are, with Walker gone from Spurs, Trippier's going to be, do you know what it is? We're going to cover this today a bit, I think. Yeah. But there's going to be a few people who do the, oh, no one at work will know this. Walker's gone from Spurs. So I'm going to get Kieran Trippier. No one's going to see it coming. Yeah. Everyone's seeing it coming, mate.
Exactly.
He's a starting right back for Spurs.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been quite highly picked off, certainly from what I've seen. Yeah, very much so. How about you? Have you started? Oh, you haven't, have you? Because you haven't got your...
Well, I've still been doing it on work time a bit, but I've had a little look. But I there's still those transfers to come and I don't want to get too committed. I've had a peruse. I've window shopped to see a few of the things and, you know, a few bits and bobs. But yeah, so for anyone listening, new listeners, old listeners, welcome back. It's bloody good to have you back. New listeners, welcome aboard. So what will be a sausage filled pun fest?
It will be
for the next 38 weeks.
Richmond sausage heavy for the next, for the foreseeable future.
I think this year we should just go pure stats. There should be no meta comedy.
Yeah.
Just be
well, cool. I mean, we didn't start well. We talked about ninjas and laptops for the first 2 minutes, so it's not gone that well.
We did veer back onto football briefly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after that, this is it now.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is it. We're pure football this year.
Yeah, it's going to be like basically an opt to feed.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, but welcome aboard if you're new. We've got basically, obviously, join our league. We've got lots going on this year. One of the biggest, well, still officially for new listeners, we should mention that we are currently the reigning best football podcast in the UK.
Correct.
Judged by judges. But join our league. Throughout this podcast, it's a pre-season podcast. Going to look ahead at the game, see what's happening, see what's what, any good moves, bad moves. And we're going to plug up in as well as about 73 other things, which lots is kind of how this pre-season...
There's a lot of pluggage happening on this episode.
There is a lot of plug-in. Do you want to hit them with the pin right now, Tom?
I'll hit them with the pin, mate. Our pin for this season on the Fantasy Premier League website is, drumroll, 1072-420. I like it. It's one of my favourite pins that we've had.
Is it?
It's 1072-420.
Yeah. It's succinct.
I like it.
We're basically going to keep trying to be so successful that eventually they just give us 1-1.
Oh, I'd love yeah.
1-1. Yeah,
that's it.
I like that.
So you can join by doing that, or because Ash is like a website wizard, you can just type. You can go on our website, can't you?
Yeah, but does anyone remember what the URL is?
I think it was gafftapes.com/pin or join. It was one of the two. Try them.
Try both.
Try both at the same time.
Yeah.
Open up two windows because you can do that these days.
Exactly. Yeah.
Open up two windows. I can't open up any windows except in my living room. Because I haven't got a bloody laptop and we've been through this, but we might come back to that now and then. Yeah, but please do join the league. It's one of the biggest leagues there is, one of the most competitive leagues there is. We give away some ridiculous prizes. Last year we gave away Badger Ales, we gave away weird rum named after porn stars, we gave away copies of Football Manager.
Yes,
we gave away a lot of weird shit
and stuff. Yeah, just to put into perspective how competitive our league is, the guy who came third in our league, right, third, he came about 240th in the whole world.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and that's none of us.
And that's none of us. None of us.
So lower your expectations from what we're going to say,
but yeah,
for starters. But looking at the game as we've seen, Tom, you interestingly had a look at who was the most expensive in each position, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't think there's many surprises, but there's a lot of sort of 5.5 mil keepers. But defence wise, Alonso 7 mil straight in. Couple of 6.5s, but yeah, he's straight in with as the most expensive defender. Midfield, Sanchez, 12 million.
Yeah.
And Kane up front, 12.5.
That gets a lot now, doesn't it, for Kane and Sanchez there?
Yeah, that is a lot. I mean, not many people are going to, that's a quarter of your team's, your total on two players.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Smash.
Yeah. Oh, I hadn't even thought of that before. That just comes to me. Numbers are my tool.
Numbers
it's like Rayman, isn't it? It's like Rayman a little bit, seeing stuff like that and just picking up on it. But yeah, that is a lot. That is a lot of money tied up in a couple of players.
Are any of them overpriced, Ash? Are any of them like no go now?
I'm not sure. Oh, people will disagree with me about this one, but I'm not sure at all about Kane because of the Wembley.
Really?
Do you know what? A lot of people are saying that because they're playing at Wembley. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a good away record, so I appreciate that. But then again, if you were looking between two players, say you're looking at him and Jesus, like just then it was a normal week and you saw that Kane had his next 20 games were away.
Yeah.
And Jesus's were at home, you'd still pick the other player, wouldn't you? So it seems mental that people are just ignoring it.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
I guess it's he's the two in a row golden boot in the Premier League. So
yeah,
it's whether he's worth the 12.5 million. Put it this way: are any of those three in either of your drafts so far?
No. Kane is in mine. Yeah.
Definitely.
12.5. Yeah.
Oh, it's quite weird that Kane is more expensive than the highest priced midfielder. That's another thing as well. I would have thought he'd be the other way around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I
don't know. It's...
Sanchez would be higher than Kane.
Well, I wasn't sure whether maybe Sanchez would appear as a striker this season because there has been a few changes to notable positions. The big one for me, and he was number one on the team sheet when I started last week, is James Milner.
Yeah.
He's now classed in the FPL game as a defender. 6.5 mil, so he's quite expensive, but you've got a defender that takes penalties there. Now, that is the Holy Grail, and... we haven't seen that since Dennis Irwin, really, have we?
Leighton Baines was the closest we had.
Leighton Baines,
yeah.
But,
for a while. The problem with that is, obviously, Liverpool are lining up Andrew Robertson from Hull for 10 million. So then it becomes, it's still great to have, you know, if you want Milner, will play in midfield, be his class as a defender. But will he get enough games now? If they sign Andrew Robertson, Milner's not going to play enough games at left back.
Really?
Do you not think he's still going to, they're still going to play him though, aren't they?
Yeah, I imagine he'll be in there somewhere. But that, when you look at the Liverpool midfield, I mean, Christ, that is a it's a half tough nut to crack. But he is going to play, yeah, because Lucas Leiva's obviously made his way to Lazio. And you know, Jordan Henderson doesn't exactly. Milner's a great. He's a proper pro, isn't he?
Yeah. The one problem with Milner is Liverpool.
He's dull as fuck.
Well, yeah, obviously. Liverpool aren't brilliant at the back, are they? Anyway, they will concede. So with him, you might have one game where he scores two penalties and gets some crazy score like 18, and then it might be 3 weeks where he just gets 2 points.
Yeah, that is a good shout.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? It might even be a wait and see on the whether he starts the season or where he starts the season. But yeah, he's one of them. Who are some of the others there?
Someone else who's gone from midfielder to defender, Moses.
See, that's massive.
Yeah.
I'm surprised about that.
Yeah. That is big. Yeah, I've seen
I think it's because the whole 5-3-2/3-5-2 is fucking with their minds.
Yeah.
Because he's a wing back, but he's not a defender, is he?
No. It's weird that they place him as a defender, but then all these holding midfielders that never cross the halfway line.
Yeah.
Still midfielders are counted the same as Sanchez.
Yeah, because a wing back is obviously far more attacking than Nemanja Matic or Darren Fletcher's ever going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Moses is going to be a lot of teams, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of, if you search the FPL hashtag on Twitter, for instance, yeah, you see a lot of people tweeting their sort of early drafts of their teams. And yeah, Moses is in a lot of them. Someone who's gone defender to midfield the other way is Brunty. Young Brunty, who, which that's what Asmir Begovic called him, Brunty.
Did he?
Oh, did he?
When we were recording.
Well, in that case, he must be called that.
Brunty, yeah.
Yeah.
And which, coincidentally, if you'd like to listen to me and Ash on Asmir Begovic's Season of Sport podcast, then go to Season of Sport podcast.
Yeah, it only just came out a little while ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it came out like 3rd of July, I think. Yeah.
I mean, no one's picking up Chris Brunt as a midfielder.
Brunty. No, I wouldn't have thought so. No, 5.5 mil as well.
Nah,
no.
Fuck off, Brunty.
There's cheaper bench fodder out there.
There is, yeah.
A couple of lads who've gone midfield to striker is Firmino and Josh King. Josh King
That's
the
a killer.
Both bloody town last season.
Josh King, basically, in that one position change, will have gone from one of the most picked players on the entire game to now being one of the least fancied, because he's costing you 7.5 million up front.
I still think that's cheap, 7.5, especially if you've got Kane. You're going to need these cheaper strikers.
I think if you want Kane, you need cheaper than that, personally.
Well, I've got Kane, King, and Benteke, actually, because I think Palace have got a couple of decent fixtures at the start.
But although, crazily, Everton were then linked to Benteke, weren't they? As if they're going for the most like-for-like replacement ever in Belgian strikers.
Well, exactly, yeah. Because, obviously, in our, you know, transfer roundup, the big news, really, boys, is obviously Red Rom, as they're calling him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hate football fans. They're dickheads, aren't they?
Yeah.
Red Rom.
Yeah.
I know we have to like football fans because of what we do.
Fucking hate football fans, fucking bunch of
But
pricks.
Not as bad as Arsenal fans, in fairness.
I'll give you that. I am an Arsenal fan and I hate Arsenal fans.
I saw the other one's obviously Lacazette, isn't it? That's who you're going to say.
Big, yeah. Again, it's sort of untested waters, isn't it? Is that a phrase?
Uncharted.
Charts. Yeah, Lacazette, I'm not sure about him. I'd like to put him in. I'd like him to be a bit of a hero at Arsenal and bang in 20-30 season, but I don't know.
In the last
10.5 as well.
I think it's a good pick because I thought he would play on his own up front. And because they never play, we could play about every week, they never play to Giroud's strength or never even play him half time.
Yeah.
Until the last 5 minutes where he scores in like the 90th minute every week.
All the time.
Hoofing it up to him.
Yeah.
But so if they play Lacazette on his own up front and play their normal style of football, it might be all right.
Yeah.
But I saw in their last friendly, they played him behind Giroud anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the plan is to play Giroud. I think Giroud is looking for, they're trying to get rid of him.
Well, I've heard he was off to West Ham.
Everton link. There's all sorts. Yeah. It also, a big part of Lacazette's success is whether Arsenal can hold on to Sanchez.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I actually heard a little rumour. Obviously, there's 1,000 rumours going around about Sanchez and Wenger and all this, but I heard that Sanchez had said at one point, if we sign Lacazette, then he'll stay. But then I've heard in the Chilean media that he's
Tom's big
on the Chile media. Yeah.
I've heard via my sources in the Chile media.
Ever since the miner crisis, Tom's really read his daily papers over there.
Yeah,
exactly,
And not the sort of minor crisis you're thinking about. Chilean press.
It is. I don't know with Lacazette. It's weird. Do you know what though? This is why. Sorry, I'm gonna have to rant about Arsenal fans again, Tom.
Go on.
The other day, I saw a bloke in Finsbury Park, guy in his mid-40s, drinking his coffee, walking around, pair of jeans and shoes, and a long-sleeved Arsenal shirt, a Lacazette on the back. You're in your 40s. What are you doing?
It's terrible.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a bit cringy. Why are you buying a long sleeve shirt?
Yeah. Buy a chalk ice or something instead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why not? Buy a chalk ice.
Neither of you have got Lacazette in your teams then?
No, I mean, I haven't done a great deal, but he won't be in my team. I don't think at 10.5 million he's overly worth it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it is tricky because, you know, when you go through your big teams, you think, right, Kane's very expensive, fair enough. Lukaku, I am always tempted by.
11.5, I am, to be fair.
Liverpool are obsessed with not playing any strikers.
Mm.
So Firmino, I don't think he's a good pick at all, Firmino.
No.
8.5,
he scored enough goals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not expensive, but he's not prolific, is he? You don't look at him going, oh, that's 20 goals.
Yeah.
No, as a midfielder, you know.
He was an all right pick. But yeah, but now, no. So actually, you're running out of top 8 club strikers you could get.
There's some really weird things this year. Like, previously really successful players just getting, like, not picked at all.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Guess what percentage pick cost there is? He was always one of the highest scoring players. And he hasn't left Chelsea. They've still got strikers.
Yeah, what was he, like 6% or something?
No, nope.
3%.
Wow. 3%. And Lacazette, who's more expensive, who's never kicked a ball in the Premiership,
isn't tested, is he?
Is 26%.
26.
People,
a quarter of everyone in the game so far has Lacazette.
People get a good math again, Tom.
Yeah, straight away. I've changed this year.
Well, as long as the number is a quarter.
It's a quarter. I'm bang on a quarter, yeah.
People get a hard on for new people, though, innit?
Yeah, innit? Yeah, it is, man.
That's your classic stat soundbite for this podcast.
Yeah, we'll have that. That's
people
good.
Get a hard on for new people. It's true, though. Applies at school. When someone came to school, when the new teacher came in, you're like, she's fit. And then you look back, she wasn't. She was just new.
That's all it is. Or especially if that person was American. Anytime there's an American came to school.
Like, oh, the hot new American.
Even if he was a boy, you just wanted to be his mate. Like, the coolest bloke.
Yeah, even as a boy, it's like, listen, the girls at this school I'm fed up with. That American lad. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so people do though. So I think people get, and I think that's a big first couple of week moves. I think avoiding the romance of the new strike or trying to be overly clever.
Yeah, I think, a couple of tried and tested people. It's always good, but then I made that mistake last year. I stuck a load of fucking Leicester players in. I had Mahrez and Vardy in my team at the start of last year.
Yeah,
thinking, you know, tried and tested, mate. Them boys, they tested the.
You know, it does another way. Obviously, last year we sat here on the very same pod saying that Ibrahimovic was like, give it a rest. He won't be that good. And then that first 6 months were unbelievable. So, you know,
he was in my team.
Yeah.
Apparently he might sign another.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. I still imagine he ends up in America. That's my guess.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Lukaku up front. I guess they wouldn't play two up front, but
yeah, exactly.
Lethal, wouldn't it?
I imagine that.
Oh my god!
It would potentially warrant getting both of them.
Potentially warrant the league getting banned.
Yeah.
Like, this is bullshit. You're not playing that.
Amazing. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Lukaku and I really like him. But then Everton fans I've been speaking to. You know, Tom covers the Chilean media and I tend to go for Scouse.
Sort of Scouse.
And they say his stats for how many games he wins is very low.
Mm.
So, like, he tends to only score goals in games that don't matter, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing for United because they're going to be in more comfortable positions than Everton ever were. So, I don't know. I think he's a really, really good player and I think he could easily have signed for a PSG or a squad. But I don't think I don't think he's any worse than Benzema. Benzema's at Real Madrid and he's a cooler name to have. So I think he is an unbelievable signing for United.
Yeah. I think so. He was, you know, it was a lot of money, but I think he's going to be good there. And you forget how young he is.
Yeah, he is really young. That's the difference. Like Ash was saying about Lacazette, the unproven thing with Lukaku, he's £1 million more in the game, but he's set to join the 100 Premier League goals club before he hits 25.
Yeah. And he's just released a brand new, album, hasn't he?
Right. Yeah. If you ask the Daily Mail or Daily Express, then
whatever it was. Yeah, a new grime artist.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, did they get him mixed up
with Stormzy?
Yeah, they did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They got him mixed up with Stormzy. It was very embarrassing. It was But yeah, I think later on actually in the pod, because obviously we're going to do a bit of a weird one. So we're two parts there. We're going to be fielding a lot of your pre-season questions. And a lot of that's to do with new clubs coming up. There's stuff to do with the new chip. Very exciting.
I was going to say the new chip. I was about to.
Oh, you're going to cover it, were you?
Well, I was just going to release the information now. But we can wait. We can wait. Do you want me to release? Do you want me to release right now? There's a new chip, guys.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Wow, really?
All out attack. Chip.
Which was shit, let's be honest.
Which was so shit. Popular. No one cared. It was only good if you like only had two fit defenders, really. But
like that American girl.
It is known, yeah. It is known as the free hit chip, which I like. It sounds cool. So what it is, I was confused, you know, which probably, you know, you couldn't
FBL
believe.
FBL expert.
Yeah,
Tom Holmes.
As resident FBL expert. The free hit chip, so it's basically like, or you can make as many hits as you want for that week.
The good thing is you're explaining it really well.
Yeah.
I've had like a week to think of this. Yeah, you can do as many transfers as you want for free. And I thought, so it's basically just a wild card, but I didn't realise once that week's over, your team reverts back to what it was.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that is fucking brilliant. That is an amazing chip. Who's come up with that?
Do you know how I think it's the best way to describe it for a Gaffer Tapes listener, Tom?
Go on.
It's a 1 week secret sausage.
It's a secret sausage. Yes.
It's all the things you'd want to do with your secret sausage team rolled into your main team for 1 week only. Mm.
Yeah. It's bringing, that to life, isn't it?
And I think if they'd have known, they'd have called it that themselves.
Yeah. I think so.
Maybe for copyright reasons. They didn't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't want to have
to
wait lawyers.
If we had a copy written this podcast, there'd be so many fucking pricks in jail right now.
You can't say that, can you?
No, I was joking. It's true though. It is true. I like the idea of that. Maybe that's what we'll dub it, the secret sausage chip.
I think,
I like that. Yeah.
I saw some people were like moaning about it.
Secret sausage and chips.
Oh.
Not as good as.
People were moaning about it when it first came out. I think it's really good because it sort of plays into the double game week thing. Because at the minute, apart from stupid all out attack, you have to save them all for the double game week. That's the strategy, is like wild card into either your whole team or double game, you know, triple captain.
Mm.
At least this gives you another option. It means you don't have to necessarily triple captain on a double game week. Because you could maybe do this one.
Yeah. It's, do you know what? Like it's gonna be interesting.
People moan about anything, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Tell me
like that chip could have been anything. Chip could have been like, pick who you want and get a blowy, and people would have complained.
Exactly.
I think it's a good chip. I like it. It's better than all out attack.
Yeah. Well, it's probably the purest, isn't it? It's like, oh god, chips. There shouldn't even be chips.
Yeah. We should still be writing in our teams, but through the mail.
Pop it in the fucking postbox, guys.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're gonna have a little break, and then after that, we're gonna go for some of your questions, which covers all sorts of stuff. Football and non-football typically. Before we go though, we're going to get a quick plug out of the way. We've got another exciting announcement, haven't we, Tom?
Yeah, man.
You sound excited.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at the long
Tom's wondering
list
which one
things.
It is.
Yeah, which one? Well, I'll go from the top. Well, the most important, I think, for me is, that ladies and gentlemen, the Gaffer Tapes are going live.
What?
Yeah, we're going live, boys. We are recording a live podcast. In London, baby. October the 24th.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, stop recording. Let's do the whole thing again.
Because I made a Friends reference from 1998.
Then did an Austin Powers thing, didn't you?
Oh, it was Friends. It was Joey or Friends. London, baby. But yeah, I mean, Rich Stupid, and I've ruined the announcement, so. And no one's coming, so.
It's off.
Don't worry. Forget it. Get out.
We need our pod. We're using our pod special chip where the episode doesn't count.
Yeah.
We're going to use our secret sausage chip on this podcast.
I actually messaged you boys after the drunken podcast the next morning and went, is there any chance we could just not put that out? I'm not exaggerating. I don't remember any of it, but I listened
back.
Tom's
so excited that there's another one on the iTunes thing. Like, there's going to be one ahead of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. No, do you know what? I have listened back and I actually thought it was quite funny. I really laughed. I was a lot better than I thought I was. The bit at the end where I said about so warm that you're going to have to wear a jacket. I mean, absolutely Ridiculous. But anyway, right. Yes, ladies and gents, October the 24th at the Phoenix Artist Club in Soho, I believe. We're going live. We're doing a live podcast. We're doing what should be
100th episode.
Our 100th episode. Although I'm not that good at counting. So
you're the maths guy.
Correct, but 100 is
We should have done it for our 25th episode.
Yeah,
fuck.
We should have done. It probably is more likely to be 101 or maybe 102. Yeah. But, you know, who cares? So, yeah, October 24th, Phoenix Artist Club. You can get your tickets at... you can go to the Phoenix Artist Club website or go to our website, or there is a link, thegaffertapes.com/tickets. It's only bloody £8 for a ticket. Brilliant. But if you're a $5 Gafferazzi subscriber through Patreon, you get 2 free tickets.
You bastards.
So sign up if you want Patreon and become a patron of the podcast.
It'll be
get
great.
2 bloody free tickets.
It's going to be all the stuff that you love and a lot of stuff that you hate, all in one room for a podcast. So there'll be the usual questions, but you're asking them live. There'll be quiz, but you'll be there live. Tom might do a bit of stand up for us, I believe.
I'll do, just warm them up at the start.
And, we'll all be there.
Yeah. There'll be a projector just full of, what are they called? What's the girl from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski will.
Yeah. I'll dress up as Kelly Kapowski for the evening.
Yeah.
thegaffertapes.com/tickets or go to the Phoenix Artist Club website, or our website. There's a little thing on there. And it's going to be fan-bloody-tastic.
Exactly. So get yourself some tickets for that as soon as you've heard this. Clear your diary.
Mm. Before they sell out, to be fair, we have been plugging it on Twitter for a few days. So it might sell out quite quickly. So definitely get your tickets if you want to come.
We are in part two. We're going to go through some of your pre-season questions. Some actually quite useful. So we might, shock horror, have some useful stats for you, especially now Tom is great at maths. Mm-hmm. And also we're going to do a little warm-up quiz just to get Ash and Tom ready for the new season, bearing in mind I am now the new quiz master. So that should be exciting. And some pretty exciting announcements we've got coming up. So all of that is coming up in part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, the UK's number one football podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. So, pre-season chat, questions have been multiple, Tom.
Yeah, we've had many, many a question in the social media section in a feature that we like to call Tweets for My Tweet. Tweets for my tweet!
Who's asking?
Do you know what? I will say for Twitter before we just get some of them. Yeah. Some of them over the closed season, we've had an unbelievable amount of interactions where people almost in denial that we've gone away.
Yeah, we had a lot of people saying, "Where are you?" and stuff.
So there's no football to talk about. What do you want us to do?
Yeah, well, because
that would really change the show.
Exactly. Yeah. But I genuinely said that we should have done a Love Island podcast.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah,
that's true. But we all said
that. Ash is like, yeah, we should have done
it. Yeah. I've never even seen it. So I could have played
We all watched it last year. I remember we had a little meeting at the pub and we all talked about it. we should have done. But anyway, that's got nothing to do with anything. But let's read some bloody tweets, guys, about
let's do it.
Pad
let's
ball.
Read football tweets.
Pad,
says
our friend.
Extremely early call on the sack race. Which managers can't hack it and gets the chop first? Probably one for Craig.
Yeah.
It is a good question. And do you know what? I had thought about this until not long ago. Obviously for the podcast, not for my own betting gains. And I actually thought that Conte wasn't a bad shout for a while.
Whoa.
Because there's always talk he's been linked back to Italy. Whether he can match up to last year. I think Man City personally will win the league. Yeah,
not
I know that's
saying
that's
United.
A problem.
They think United.
They always say they don't know.
But yeah.
Oh, I don't think United. I think that's fine. But Conte, since the talk of the new contract has lengthened. So if you want to know the bookie's favourite, Bookie's favourite to go is Rafa Benitez at 3-1.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's mental, because they fucking love him at Newcastle, don't they?
Yeah, and then
they love him, and he's got him up. That would be a piss take.
That would be a bit of a piss take. The second favourite, and for me, who I think is the good shout, is Slaven Bilic.
I think
at West Ham.
I think before we swapped our fixtures, so we had, because there's something going on at the Olympic Stadium, we swapped our fixtures with maybe with Bournemouth. And originally, the first few games were fucking impossible. Let me see who's got a really hard run. Yeah, I can't think who it was. But anyway, I thought then
Everton,
like, he was definitely going to get fired. It was like so difficult. The first game, like, we'll get hammered by Man United. Lukaku always scores against us. But then after that, the rest of the games aren't crazy difficult.
Well, this is my point, I think. I think he's only in danger if you drop points. But I think it will go early. Because obviously there was a bit of, you know, you nearly got dragged into a relegation battle last year.
Yeah.
And then now you're spending money. Like, it looks like Joe Hart, obviously, Arnautovic, Javier Hernandez, which would be an unbelievable signing if these come off. If then of all this money invested, West Ham are looking in a dodgy place in October, I think they'll go, we can't afford to spend that amount of money and fucking be in a relegation fight.
I wonder how loyal the Huddersfield.
Well, he's not far there. Yeah, same sort of thing. He's at 12-1. I always think of those ones. It's harsh, isn't it? It's like they've done. It's brutal. But the Premier League is such a financial threshold. Staying up, it doesn't matter. Like Leicester got rid of Ranieri last year purely because they needed to stay up for that financial benefit. So if he can go, anyone can go.
They always, that clubs that come up, if they don't do well, they just get rid of the manager. No mercy.
Yeah, so he's there and thereabouts. I think the two that are in trouble are Paul Clement at 12-1, I think is a good shout. Swansea, because again, if they find themselves 20th in November, then I think they'll say, we've got to stay in this league. And if even earlier, if West Ham find themselves in the bottom three in October even, they might be like, I don't know, this is going to work out, Slav.
Yeah. Do you think if, given Everton's got an impossible start to the season and they've just brought a new team, do you think if Leyland was the opening five games, they'd probably still give him a chance, wouldn't they?
I think they would, because he's almost got the excuse of how many players they've bought. They really have built a great side. Do you know what, though, as well? Koeman is apparently just an arsehole, isn't he?
Yeah.
By all accounts. And the players they bought are great, but think of the young players Everton had last year in like Holgate, Tom Davis, not from the Premier League Sheffield, not from Modern Successful, Adamola Lookman, John Joe Kenny, Calvert Lewin. None of them are going to get games anymore.
Yeah.
Wasted talent, unless they can get a Premier League loan move. Like, Koeman doesn't care. I don't think he cares.
No.
So he's a bit of a mercenary.
The money, that they've spent is ridiculous.
It is insane, isn't it? So I think there'll be a lot of Everton players in fantasy football sides this year.
Yeah.
Of people going, it's Jimmy Dickhead from work saying Everton are an outside pick this year. So you'd think so, mate. They've spent about 200 million quid.
Exactly.
So it's one of them.
Rooney up front's have been a very, popular pick, actually.
Yeah, mental. I'm not having it.
No,
he scores one goal in pre-season. I'm not having it.
No,
I think. Did you see Willian scored like four or something the other day?
Did he?
Great player.
And they win like 8-0, and he got, I don't know what it was. It was like four goals and two assists or something crazy.
Hmm.
Knowing you, he probably played 4 minutes and hit the post then.
Yeah, that's it. But but Hazard's out, isn't he, for the opening?
He's injured for a while.
Willian's an incredible player. He's so talented. I think he's brilliant. He'd walk into any other side in the league.
Yeah, and he's not expensive either, is he?
No, for that reason.
Yeah.
But, good question, Padful, as always.
Yes. Blimey, that was one question.
Right,
so we've got a lot of people asking us about players that are coming up who we should look out for. Craig, have you done any...
I've done some looking.
Research?
I've done some looking and some research, yeah. Yes. Now, first off, I apologise to any... We haven't had any Huddersfield fan make themselves aware to us, but obviously we get tens of thousands of listeners and you can't all speak to us. So apologies, because I haven't really seen anything in Huddersfield that I think would be a good addition.
Okay. Do we have any listeners that are from Huddersfield?
I don't know. I'm sure there are. They just might not have been in touch. So please do email us. So that, as a little asterisk, if you're a Huddersfield fan, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com and say who's your best player to pick for fantasy football. But otherwise, I've looked at a couple of players who maybe people think are going to be brilliant and maybe to stay away from, and a couple of them might be good. So Brighton, to start with, the easy option there is Lewis Dunk. I don't know if you know Lewis Dunk.
Oh, Dunk-a-Dunk, yeah.
Slam Dunk, yeah. So he's a very good centre-half. I think he's going to go on to bigger and better things. He's quite imposing. He's up for every set piece. He, for me, is an avoid. So a lot of people are going to stick him in because he's at a decent value. But last year in the Championship, he got 13 yellow cards and one red. Okay. So he's a bit of a card problem. Yeah. And if you're going to get a newly promoted side defender, like a George Friend was a decent pick last year, or Ben Gibson, they need to stay away from cards because they're not going to keep loads of clean sheets. So if they're going to sit on your bench, you need them to get in no cards. So Lewis Dunk's a bit of an avoid. A defender I think who isn't bad, though, is Lascelles at Newcastle.
At Newcastle. Because obviously last year there was a lot of defenders who'd just come up that were decent shouts. So yeah, that's always good, yeah.
I guess the big difference this year is because now there's draft, isn't there?
Yeah.
So we're covering draft this year.
We are indeed, yes. And that was the second big announcement.
Oh, sorry, I've spoiled it.
You have.
It's okay.
But I thought now was a good time because these teams that have just come up are going to be quite, because you obviously have got a lot of players to pick from, haven't you?
Yeah.
So some of these ones might be ones that you're going to be able to pick up whilst you're doing your draft.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Because no one else can know who the fuck they are.
Definitely. These are going to be your
Newcastle
good
Newcastle defender.
Jamal Lascelles. So surname's Lascelles. Lascelles. Okay. He's been there. He's captained the club. I genuinely think he's a future possible England squad player of that kind of, and could make an impact like Alfie Mawson has.
Yeah.
At Newcastle. Like Ash said, when it comes to draft selection, he could be a good round 15 round, you know, that kind of pick a couple of these players. So I think Lascelles a good one, although Lewis Dunk's a more obvious one because he's quite a big stall. He's like a sort of leader for Brighton. Other ones is the one you'll have definitely seen picked, Tom. You've been looking through people's teams. Mm-hmm. Is Knockhart at Brighton?
Yes, I've seen that. We actually got an email from Raphael Briand, our old contributor, who just created a Twitter account just so he could tweet us. And he asked Knockhart or Ritchie. Now, I don't know much about Knockhart myself.
Well, we all know Matt Ritchie from the good season he had with Bournemouth.
Of course, yeah.
So obviously Matt Ritchie's not much of a good, you know, as in a advice, because he's a good player and he will get assists. Knockhart, though, is because he scored 15 goals from midfield in the Championship last year. Mm-hmm. So he scored 15 goals, but he got 10 yellow cards in that as a midfielder.
Ouch.
And he's going to cost you 6 million. So he is good and he scored 15 goals in the Championship. But as an idea of other 6 million pound midfielders, you can get elsewhere in the game, Stanislas, Matt Phillips, Nasser Chadli, Andros Townsend, or Robert Snodgrass if he gets a move away from West Ham. And Leroy Fair is 5.5. Yeah. I don't know at Brighton in the Premier League if he's going to have that much of a better impact than them. Mm-hmm. So I think he's one to avoid because I think a lot of his percentage is going to be high. So other players that might be good coming up, a couple of Newcastle ones quickly is obviously Jonjo Shelvey's back in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. He's 5.5 million, might be worth looking at. And more interesting, do you remember Christian Atsu? He was at Chelsea.
Atsu Curry.
Why not? Yeah. He didn't get a game at Chelsea or Bournemouth.
I'm looked so annoyed.
Maybe she said chicken Atsu Curry. But
last season, he actually got games for Bournemouth and did very well. So he might be good. And then I think for all the people who are going to get Knockhart and hopefully get it wrong, the striker for Brighton, Tom Ehmed. You know how, Tom, you were saying for 12.5 million for Kane, you're going to need to find some value elsewhere?
Yeah.
So Knockhart last year got 15 goals and 10 yellow cards, which obviously counteracts that in fantasy football. Mm. Ehmed got 17 goals and 2 yellow cards, and he's only a £5 million striker.
Really?
Wow.
And they haven't really signed, I still think he's going to play. So I think Tom Ehmed might be good if you're going big on your other two strikers.
Who does he play for?
Brighton. Oh. You weren't paying attention.
So between them, they got 32 goals last year, Matt.
Yeah.
But Knockhart is going to be, I think everyone's going to have him, and Hemed's a bit more of a sleeper pick. So
is it the sort of hipster thing to have Knockhart, is it?
I think it is a bit of a hipster one. I might write up a little blog and go in, because I don't want to bore you all with the details and all the stuff I looked at for new teams. Maybe I'll write a little blog and we'll get through some other tweets for now.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. I'm a little bit annoyed that you didn't pick up on Rolando Ahrens.
Sorry.
Just made available in the game recently. 4.5 mil. Get him on your bench. Bit of bench fodder.
I don't know. for the people who
have meta, bit of meta Gafferazzi, yeah, bench fodder.
Where people who haven't listened, yeah, to our season of sports appearance, Begovic asked us for our top pro tip for upcoming players. Yeah. But it was recorded at the end of last season, so before we even really knew who was going up or anything. Yeah. And then Tom jumped straight in.
Orlando Arrington. And I'll tell you what, I mean, he probably won't even get a minute for Newcastle.
Way back, Series 1. Yeah. People who don't know what I'm on about, way back in Series 1, Tom from like his brother-in-law or something got like, Orlando Arrington, Newcastle looks good. Tom rocks up to the podcast like as
with
if
like
he's
sunglasses
got this, like,
on.
Big boy tip.
Chewing
like,
gum,
guys,
guys,
Rolando Aaron's watched this fake like he's found a 16-year-old Michael Owen. The guy's played about 4 minutes of football in 3 years.
No, actually, no, he did score, didn't he? The last game of like the 2015-16 season.
Oh, well, there you go. Right. That is.
When they beat Spurs 6-0 or something. They did, didn't they? So, yeah, so maybe this is the year for Rolando. But yeah, so new clubs, new players. Maybe I'll do a little blog and feel free to keep asking us on Twitter and I'll discuss with you at length and tell you why you're wrong. So, yeah, what else we got, Tom?
Well, we had loads of tweets from people asking us one question and one question only, and that was, are we playing draft fantasy football this year?
Da, 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 da. And Short answer.
And as we mentioned earlier, yes, we are.
We are.
In a big way, ladies and gents. Yeah. Ash, would you like to take this one?
Yeah, so I've been playing for the last few years, I've been playing NFL draft. So that's my excuse for not doing well last year. And we've been talking about it, haven't we, each season?
Yes.
About wanting to do a draft league. So that's why I even started doing the NFL one. And that's what we're talking about a lot on a season of sport. Mm. So we found a draft game to do for this year.
Yes.
And then the fantasy official FPL have now released one, so everyone will be playing one. Mm. But we're not doing the official one. We're going to go play Togger because it's more in-depth.
We're playing Togger. Yeah. It is more in-depth. It's been going for longer. It's bloody brilliant.
I think that's what the Gafferazzis play, so we're on that.
It is. We've been talking for ages, haven't we? Because we always liked the concept of draft, but we couldn't find it. We didn't know of the draft game that kind of did it justice in the same way that draft happens elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
So whereas you're like, the one that's going to be happening on the FPL side, in front of you, the scoring system's still the same. So you're just getting points for goals, assists, clean sheets, and kind of that generic stuff. Whereas with Play Togger, it's rewarding tackles made, passes completed. So all of a sudden, your players like Nemanja Matic or N'Golo Kante have value.
Kante, exactly. Yeah.
And so it's a much more in-depth game. It can be played alongside without feeling like you're treading on the toes of the other one. And you can play both of them, but genuinely, it kind of is the best draft one we've seen.
It's absolutely fantastic. And we did like a little practice draft at the end of last season, didn't we?
Mm.
And that was, really exciting. Like it gives it so much more of a whole thing. It's like the whole experience of it.
Genuinely buzzing for it. Because looking forward to the fact that not everyone can have Sergio Aguero.
Exactly, yeah. Or Kane or Sanchez or, yeah.
We've got a little mini league on it. I think we've got about 10 players. I think there's two spots up for grabs.
Mm.
If anybody wants to join, if you email us info at the Gaffer Tapes, I think next week, maybe next Wednesday night.
Wednesday 26th.
We're going to actually do a draw. We're going to do a live pod. We're going to do a draw and we're going to pick all our teams out in person. And there'll be beers and shit.
In London.
We're going to exactly. London, so there's going to be a few free beers on us.
Yeah.
We're going to do a live draft as the Play Togger guys are going to let us do our draft, record it, and actually see how that goes. Because if you play American like fantasy, the draft's like this big mega occasion.
It's a huge thing. People like wear tuxedos and hire out.
Tom will be wearing a tuxedo.
I might wear a suit. I look bloody good in a suit.
I think you, Craig, mentioned it a while ago. That TV series, The League. Well, they play the American version of it. Mm-hmm. Watching that got me so into it.
Really? Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's really good.
So next Wednesday, so that's the 26th. If you're interested in getting involved with the draft, or if you just want to come down and have a beer with us.
Oh, yeah.
And experience the draft that we're going to do.
Be on the podcast.
You can be on the podcast probably. Yeah. That's
have a look at that.
Just July 26th.
Most importantly, if you're obviously nowhere near us, most importantly, Terry, is you've got a few weeks until the Premier League starts. So all those signings are going to come in and all that.
Mm.
Have a look. Go and have a look at Play Togger and set up your own draft league with your mates. Because it's obviously a head-to-head. There's a lot more rivalry. I find that a lot more hatred which is always fun. And people don't switch off in December if they're at the bottom of their league, because you can always pick up head-to-head points. So go and have a go to the website, go and register for a draft league and join a league with your mates or your workmates, whatever, and make a bit of a do of it. And we'll show you how it's done next Wednesday and release that as a pod to let you know how it goes and keep you posted. And obviously throughout the season, the big news is the kind of using Togger as the model, we're going to be letting you know how players are scoring in the draft or who might be a good waiver wire pick and all that kind of jazz as the season goes on. So it's a brave new world. It's a brave new world, Tom and Ash.
There'll be a lot of these two explaining to me how to play it and stuff like that.
So I
can't wait.
I think it's really good that there's an official draft thing. I'm really excited about it. Draft's coming in. So we've been saying for a long time that...
Oh, we have. We've been saying it for a little while. And Tom's just looking up what waiver wire means. And once he finds that out...
That was what I was thinking. That's why I was like, you're going to have to tell me.
He's
going to
mean business.
He has actually got a dictionary in his hand. He's looking up the word draft.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, there is that. Except he's spelling it in a different way, obviously. But there is that. Cool. So, yeah, so there will be lots more draft chat going on throughout the season. And we'll let you know how we're getting one in our Togger draft. But what else have we got? Any more questions, Thomas?
There are... many other ones. We got one, Loftus, we're talking about Loftus Cheek at Palace, 4.5 mil. We mentioned him earlier. That's from James Edward. He what do we think about Loftus Cheek, just quickly, because there's a few like that,
Craig?
I guess he's meant to be like
he's
that attacking
a lot of teams. Yeah,
he's meant to be that attacking midfielder. He's kind of replacing Kabaye, I guess. I don't, 4.5 million, you'll put him in your squad, you'll sit him on your bench, you'll score a couple of points, and you'll be annoyed you didn't start him. That's my prediction.
He's 16% picks.
He's in a lot of teams.
Everyone's looking for the next Etienne Capoue, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's what Loftus-Cheek is.
Stephen Kirkwood asked us, Rashford at 7.5 mil, worth the risk?
Man United's midfield is just so shit, isn't it?
I don't see him starting Rashford in the front three. I see him playing... But I think obviously Lukaku is playing.
Yeah.
I think it's a big season for Anthony Martial. It has to be a big season for Anthony Martial.
Yeah, a few people have...
And obviously, I think a lot of people, given the second half performance of the season, we go for Mkhitaryan, obviously. So, I don't know. I don't think Rashford's a good pick at the moment, personally.
Okay, I like it. We've got a couple of emails, boys. We've got one from Dara Williams. He said, "All right, gaffers, hope the pre-season prep is going well. If you could pick three players outside of the Prem to be in your fantasy team, who would you choose? And try not to be obvious like Messi or Ronaldo." Thanks, Dara Williams.
He's thrown that on us, hasn't he?
I like that. Is there any defenders out there that take penalties?
Tom cares about. I'll tell you a defender. I'll pick one of the three if you two are getting the other two.
Go on.
My defender would probably be Championship player who I hope go up this year, Fulham. The 16-year-old Ryan Sessegnon, left back, who scores goals for fun. He actually, the other left back there, Scott Malone, actually scored about 7 goals in defence this season. So it's one of those two. But he's a 16-year-old. He's pretty fantastic. So he's going to be a big, big player, and he'd probably be mine. Yeah.
Oh, I got two. One.
Go on.
Whoever the lady that just got sold to Barcelona.
Right. Ash just keeping it hipster choice there, innit?
Yeah.
Well, going with a woman out of nowhere.
That's got to be fair if you're going, if you're picking players from like wherever.
Yeah. From like wherever.
But if we're sticking to boring men's
football. No, you have the women's football. I picked a 16-year-old, you picked a woman.
Yeah.
Tom, you go for a fella in a wheelchair.
Well, no, I was going to go for a cartoon footballer from this popular 90s TV cartoon, The Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes.
Which the little one who used to play with no shoes on.
I was about to say, you're going to go for the slightly racist barefoot guy.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. The character wasn't racist, just to add.
He wasn't racist. He was lovely.
The depiction of him is perhaps a bit racist.
I remember there was an episode where the evil boss baddie guy made them all wear... made him sign this deal where they had to wear these football boots, and he made them, and they were like, they just fall apart. And so obviously the whole team were rubbish, and he was like, I finally thwarted the Hurricanes. But obviously, little fella with the bare feet, loving it. He didn't need him. His shoes fell apart. The rest of them were going, my toes. He was going, no, don't worry about my toes. He scored a hat trick. Won a game.
The lady's name's Tony Duggan, so she's in the squad.
Yeah.
Also, who I guess would actually be a really good pick.
Mm.
Dani Alves. His stats must be fucking mental every year.
Good shout. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
No.
Craig, do you want to read out our mental email of the week?
Oh, God. Okay. So, obviously from Mr. James Doncaster.
JD.
Yo-yo gaffers and wagwans the gafferati. That is offensive. I'd wish I'd proofread that before I did it, because I probably wouldn't have done that bit. Just a quick email to say welcome back to the trio of award winners. We have won an award, should mention
correct,
that.
Yeah.
So excited about the return of the season, the return of fantasy football, but mainly the chance of reliving the Deeth anecdote. Let's get to it.
That.
What is your favourite breakfast accompaniment with toast? I'm partial to a bit of banana and peanut butter. Brackets, no palm oil, Craig. No idea why he said that to me. No. I literally don't know the perception of me on this podcast. tell me your views on the changes of players' positions on the game. We've done that,
James. We've done that, mate.
Please start a feature called Diamond in the Rough, where you unearth a hidden gem from the promoted teams or less fashionable teams. Kind of done that, James. Yeah. Please accompany the with the Bond-style Diamonds in the Rough like Dame Shirley Bassey. Tom?
Diamonds in the Rough.
Yeah.
Done that as well.
I think Gilfie is going to take the trip to Merseyside, and this leaves a massive gap in the Swansea attacking threat. And also, Llorente is out at the start of the season. I'm having a little acca on Huddersfield, Brighton, and Swansea to be relegated. Thoughts on the relegated teams? Do you want my tip? It's Nathan Ake. With regards
to get relegated.
Jesus is the reason for the season. Yours with love, James.
Jesus is the reason for the season. I like that. That's nice.
It's a good point. If Gilfie goes and they can't amply replace him and Llorente doesn't do the business. Obviously, they've got Tammy Abrahams from Chelsea. But I do think Swansea could be in trouble if they don't replace Sigurdsson correctly.
Big time. Fucking hell.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Listen, they can replace him, can they?
They can't. You can't replace what is a £40 million player, to go to a club in South Wales that probably has a nightclub that you get stabbed in.
Yeah, it's the same as like the Pyatt thing. You just can't.
No, exactly. Yeah. You're never going to replace
And actually,
that
guy. I think the best chance of them replacing is signing the guy you replaced to replace Pyatt.
Oh, Snodders.
And Robert Snodgrass, if I'm honest.
Snodcakes.
Who isn't really going to get a game at West Ham, but actually might be good for Swansea.
I like it.
That's my thoughts, and I'm sticking to them. But toast, good email.
Toast, I like a little bit of real butter and a little bit of Marmite. Don't mind saying.
Can I ask you a super controversial, non-football related gaffer gambler question?
Go on.
Sure. On this podcast, yes.
Do you know anything about golf?
Wasn't expecting that.
Are you asking me out for a golf date?
I am not.
Would you like to go to the driving range?
Well, I'll answer your question with...
No.
Two questions. No, I'll answer your question. No, I don't know loads about golf, but I tend to have a little flutter on the majors, and I put a couple of my selections down for the open, if that's what you're asking.
So this is a legit gaffer gambler exclusive, because at Wimbledon, I basically did the thing where you just
bet. That is tennis.
Where you just bet some money. So I put 50 quid on something that I thought was pretty much likely to happen.
Yeah.
So I just bet on Federer and then Cilic and then Federer again.
Mm.
So pulled off a 10% profit. So I was going to do the same on the open. So I was just going to go each way on somebody who might finish in the top 10. Give me your professional tip.
Oh, what? You want people who, like, not outside?
Not, it's just more. Somebody who's likely to finish in the top 10. Or do you not know?
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know, but it's... I mean, firstly, do it on Skybet, because they're paying 10 places.
Yeah, good tip.
So that's the first thing to say to them. I don't know. I guess on the open, I don't know, you tend to go for a Justin Rose at 19. Or Sergio Garcia, I don't know. I tend to back Rose normally.
Yeah.
And then I normally go for a couple of outsiders. So I've got Brooks Koepka, because I often go for him as well. And then I've also backed a really longer shot. So I've also backed Thomas Peters at 66.
So for new listeners to the podcast, we've literally never mentioned golf before. But we normally do a segment called The Gaffer Gambler, where Craig gives us little hints and tips about...
Or the Odds Bible, boys. Give us some exclusive Odds Bible tips sometimes. Our friends at the Odds Bible.
It's normally football or UFC related, but now we've branched out to golf.
Yeah. There we go. Nice. I like
there
it.
There you go. Golf chat.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Lovely, lovely.
So good tweets.
Yeah.
They're basically, so please do tweet us again as pre-season goes. We'll be doing more pre-season stuff. So keep tweeting us at the Gaffer Tapes, and obviously email us info@thegaffertapes.com and head on to Facebook / The Gaffer Tapes.
We didn't ask for any Facebook questions.
We didn't, but we got loads of time.
Which means we didn't get to play the lovely jingle.
We didn't, but that's something for new listeners to look forward to next time. But please do ask us questions. And you now know, don't just ask us questions about the FPL game. Ask us draft-based question for Playtogger. So we want to know, we're going to have some advice for you each week a little tip of the week on who to pick up off the waiver wire or what maybe a good draft pick. So draft questions and FPL questions alike. Feel free to do that. So get in touch with us at thegaffertapes or info@thegaffertapes.com. That's all that can happen.
I think now it's got to be what people have been waiting for.
Yeah.
Oh, especially new listeners. Oh, my God. There are people here who are now listening, getting their little tips for their... They're drawing their team up. They're thinking, oh, this is really good. I really love this. Perfect. Doing my team, listening to this show. I just wish there was something extra. Just wish they had some sort of quiz.
Bang.
Quiz up. Quiz time, innit?
Quiz us up, mate.
So... It is my turn. So basically, each season, what's happened is we've taken turns. So the first season, I did the quiz and Ash won.
Yeah. So I lost.
Second season, Tom lost. Second season, who did the
quiz? I did the quiz.
Ash did the quiz. Ash did the quiz.
The best season of quizzing by an absolute mile.
It was controversial.
Tom, there were some travesties. Tom lost.
Tom lost again. Yeah.
Last season, Tom got to host the quiz.
I did.
And Tom still lost.
I did, which was weird.
Because it was the worst set of quizzes, so...
Incorrect.
Because he wasn't actually in it. So it'll be different quizzes each week. there'll be some returning regulars from FaZe. There'll also be some new ones. We're going to start very simple, though, because it is the season of transfers.
Yeah.
And we're just going to do a nice little chain of higher or lower on the transfers so far this summer.
Okay.
And that's all it is.
Are these scores counting for the official... I think we should just start now.
Yeah, let's just start now.
Before
shit,
as you'd say.
Dying? Oh, God. Well, now I feel pressure because my preparation is very, very minimal. So you're going to take it in turns to do your longest chain and then the next person will take over.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. And are we talking FPL prices or real?
No, we are talking real transfer fees, real hard cash money.
Yeah. If you could just make sure that you give Tom all the really softball questions and try and make them as relative
Do you know what, mate? I expected that from you. So I'm actually just going off official transfers. This is going to be chronological. So I'm not dictating the order.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is, in fact, Ash, I'll even let you decide who goes first. I'm Darren Browning the fuck out of you.
Wow.
So you get to decide who goes first.
Tommy Sausage goes first. Let's put the pressure on him early.
Okay.
Blimey. Okay. Tommy T Cakes, you're going first. So Tom, we obviously start with a nice easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Ash hates it. So we're going to start with a nice, easy one. So, Mr. Kyle Walker.
Okay.
God. £50 million price tag from Spurs to Man City. So, nice. I need to know for the first point, Jacob Murphy went from Norwich to Newcastle. Now, was that higher or lower than £50 million?
That is lower than £50 million.
Correct. It was a reported £12 million.
Excellent.
Bloody hell. That's 12. That's what,
12, I know, okay. From Norwich to Newcastle. Mad, isn't it? Congratulations, yes.
Thanks.
Next, Vito Manone, the goalkeeper who looks like he's been punched in the nose, went from Sun to Reading. Was that for more or less than Jacob Murphy's £12 million?
Did you say Sunderland?
Vito Manone, yeah, the goalkeeper, went from Sunderland to Reading.
Sunderland to Reading. I'm going to say that's lower than £12 million.
You're correct, it is £2 million.
That was intense.
So that's 2 points.
£2 million.
Okay, okay. So nice. Next one for 3 points. Wojciech Szczesny. Arsenal goalkeeper left Arsenal to go to Juventus.
Yeah.
Was that for more or less than £2 million?
Was he free? I can't remember. That's only just happened. I'm going to say it's more.
It is more. It's £10 million for 3 points.
Okay. I was worried he was on the free. That's nice.
Okay. Everyone's favourite Brazilian holding midfielder, Lucas Leiva, left Liverpool after 345 games for Lazio. Was that for more or less than £10 million?
More.
You're saying more.
Oh God.
Than £10 million that Szczesny went past Juventus.
Yeah.
It was £5 million. Oh. An absolute bargain for Lazio.
That's unbelievable.
It was 3 points. That is do you know what? In all the money that you see, that's great sign. That's a great value, isn't that?
I nearly mentioned it earlier. I'm glad I didn't now. Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't believe that.
I couldn't either. I think it's one of those. He's done such a good job.
Yeah.
For them as well.
Bollocks. So what did I get?
Madness.
Then? Four.
3 points you got.
Three.
Yeah. That's... So Ash, we're going to start you. On a nice, easy one, like Tom's. Britt Assoma-Belonga left Nottingham Forest to go to Middlesbrough for £15 million.
Yes.
Okay, so what I need to know is, was Tom Huddleston's move from Hull to Derby more or less than Britt Assoma-Belonga's £15 million?
I don't know. Less?
It was less. It was £2 million. Oh, right. I mean... Jesus Christ, Ash, I tried to...
I'd love it if you got that wrong.
I did try to set you up there. That was slightly worrying.
Yeah.
Yes, that was indeed. So that was for £2 million. So, Adnan Januzaj. left Man United to go to Real Sociedad. Was that for more or less than £2 million?
I think it was more. It wasn't very much, though, was it? It was like seven or something.
Are you trying to get bonus points? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm just trying to show my working out.
It was 9.8 million, so very good. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to be too tough because I could be cruel on you, but I know that you'll be very funny about it. okay, so that's for £9.8 million. How many points do you want now? Is that 2 points?
Yes.
That's 2 points. Okay, so Ruben Neves left FC Porto to join Wolves. Was that for more or less than £9.8 million? So 3 points to tie, Tom.
Oh, wow. I literally no idea. I'm going to go...
It was quite a big story. It was a big story in the paper.
Don't help him. Doesn't matter if it's a big story.
I'm going to go more then.
It was more. It's £15.8 million to Wolves.
Remember that now,
in the championships. That's absolutely mental.
That is mental.
It is mental, isn't it? Okay.
Crazy.
So that's £15 million. So, Roque Mesa left Las Palmas to join Swansea. Was that for more or less than £15.8 million?
Less.
It was less. Oh. It was for £11 million. £11 million.
This is just a sign of what's to come this season.
4 points. We'll see how far Ash can go. We'll carry on. So Vincent Ibora left Sevilla to go to Leicester. Was that more or less than £11 million?
Ibora.
Less.
It was £10.5 million. That is right. Wow. It was half a million less.
That's close, isn't it?
Stephen Mooney went from Montpellier to Huddersfield. Is that more or less than £10.5 million?
Montpellier to Huddersfield.
More.
It was more. It's 11.4.
Fucking hell. Look at this guy.
I'm running out of them.
Who's this guy? Well, he's won. That's fine.
He has won, but I kind of want to catch. Florian Lejeune. Went from Ibar to Newcastle. Was that more or less than £11.4 million?
More.
Oh, it was less. It was 8.7.
Oh, I was going to say less myself.
I thought it was a trick.
No. I like the fact Tom. Well, I was going to say that myself. You lost ages ago, mate.
Yeah, I know. I've been out.
Don't worry about that.
I've been twiddling. Tits.
So yes, yeah, so is that 1-0 to Ash officially?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I wanted to keep it simple first week, but I think next time I might bring back an old classic. I might even bust out YouTube Pundit.
I don't know.
Which is all the big fans. One for trees. But we still need to, before we go, we should say that Ash, Ash may have won the quiz last year. No, he didn't. I won the quiz.
No, you won the quiz. Ash lost the quiz.
But he lost overall, didn't
he? Yeah, he did, yeah.
And therefore, I think that should, we agree that should carry some form of forfeit.
No, well, there was no forfeit. You guys wouldn't do it.
No.
Yeah, no, 100%. I wanted to do a forfeit, and you guys explicitly said that there would be no forfeit. So it's the same as the season before I tried to get one, and you guys were dead against it.
What?
So there isn't, but...
I've had a photo shoot in a fucking Spurs shirt.
So the first season, and then the next two seasons, there's been no forfeit.
No.
We've been officially forfeitless. But what we should do is, I think right now, between now and next week, we can announce it on the live one.
Yeah.
There's going to be a forfeit for this season. I think it should be one for the quiz.
What, at the draft?
Yeah, there should be one for the quiz, one for the league, and then one for whoever finishes bottom of the draft.
I'm the only one who has to do a forfeit. My first year, I had to wear a Spurs shirt and had photos taken. Then the second year when I lost, I had to put on my website that I was a Spurs fan. So I don't know where this no forfeits has come from.
Because I would have said... I went big last year. I was like, right, the loser gets a gaffer tape
tattoo. I'm not having a gaffer tape tattoo.
But you won! I was literally
going to say pop Rolando Ahrens into your lineup and you're trying to tattoo my
face. No. I think me and Craig should come up with, because Ash hasn't got anything in his Twitter bio, and I think we should write him a little Twitter bio.
Retrospectively, do a forfeit in his
Twitter bio.
Yeah, I think so as well. I hate board games and goblins that are the worst.
Although it would mean I had a Twitter bio, so maybe that's not bad.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
But there will be more quizzes to come and more consequences. Obviously, it sounds like we haven't quite determined. But most importantly, join the league. So Tom's given us the pin. He probably knows it off by heart because he's good at that.
Big time, mate. Yeah, 1072-420. Obviously, the live podcast, October the 24th, Phoenix Arts Centre, go to our website, or Phoenix Artist Club website, sorry. And we're playing Togga. We're going to do a live draft on Wednesday the 26th, which is in less than a week's time now.
Yeah, exactly. So please do send us screenshots of your FPL team. Send us screenshots of your new draft league with your mates. All the same. Hashtag balls. We want to see all that. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. You can follow Ash and his bioless account at Ash Kernsworth. Is that right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can follow Tom on Twitter with his various football and non-football chat. Tom.
At @the_Tom_Holmes. Follow Craig if you want to hear about Love Island.
That really is it for formal days. But no, because Coach Trip Road to Zante starts on the next Monday, and I worked on that, so I'll be tweeting loads about that.
Definitely.
At Craig Hazel. But most importantly, follow at the Gaffer Tapes. We'll always be back with more pre-season chat before the season starts, as well as every week throughout the season, keeping you up to date what's going on. So please do send any questions to the next pre-season one. But other than that, we've got time. Have we got anything else to add? Any final thoughts?
Welcome to my kitchen. That's my new catchphrase for the series, for season four. I was going to try and crowbar it in at some point, but I didn't really have the opportunity, so I just said it at the end. But welcome to my kitchen.
And that is goal of the week.